Today we begin an adventure together that is really the culmination of many months and weeks of planning and preparation. We begin today the Expand Initiative. Our elders and our staff and other leaders have been preparing for this day for a long time as we've thought about our ministry together and what we want to do as a church and how we can fulfill our mission. And so today, as we begin this process and think about how we can take this on, this project that God has put before us, we're thinking about tools for ministry. Some of the needs that we've identified as leaders in the church is a larger gathering space. We know that when we have meals together, when we want to have a church-wide function, we need a larger space than our fellowship hall provides, and sometimes that can become a conflict with school activities. And so we need another space other than just the activity center to have those events for classes, for meetings, for times for seminars to come together and train people to be better spouses or better parents, to be stronger in their faith. We need a place for funeral dinners, for people that are grieving. They can come together and we can provide for them a meal. Place for a community partner to come and share in a time as well of training or a meal or a time for us to meet with them. All of those things we need a place to do, and a fellowship hall would provide that. We have significant need for our student ministry, which includes our high school and junior high ministries. Right now, we have a great room for them. The problem is they never use it because it's too small. They can use it for a small group, a gathering, but for the whole ministry to come together, they spill out into the fellowship hall and rooms all around that because our student ministry is growing, and we're thrilled with that. That's something we want to see happen. That's a blessing from God. And so we need a larger space for our student ministry to meet. And we also know that there are some needs in this building. We need larger access from our welcome center to our foyer into the worship center. We need better restrooms. If you're in a wheelchair and you come to Taylorville Christian Church, it's hard to get in the restroom. We want to solve that problem. We need a better configuration for our offices. So with all those needs in place, we've put together a building team that's been meeting for several months, really all year, thinking about how to meet those needs so that we can do ministry better. And so we've got a plan for a new building and for some renovations to this building, and we're calling all of that together the Expand Initiative. And today, it begins. In fact, tomorrow we'll mail out a brochure that will tell you more about all of this. You'll see some floor plans and some cost estimates and lots more information. So you should get that during the week. If you don't, we'll have more available. But we want to share with you more of the details. Next Sunday will be the first of two town hall meetings. You can sign up for those in the Welcome Center. That'll give you more opportunity to ask questions and get more information as well. So I encourage you to sign up and come to that as well. But maybe the first question you have today is not about building plans or even costs. It's, how do we get there? How do we as a church, as we begin this adventure, how do we get to our destination? And you know, the answer is, it's not something that any one of us are going to do alone. It's not something that we can accomplish as an individual or one family or even a collection of just a few families. This is only something that we can do together as a church, as a community of faith. And it's something we can only accomplish as God is at work within us. And so this Expand Initiative, it's about expanding our building, having more space, but it's more than that. It's about expanding our faith in an almighty God, expanding our vision for what we can accomplish in this community, and seeing that God has put before us something that we can do that can make a difference. We look around in our community, and we know that there are thousands of people, even in a small community, who don't have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, who don't have a church to call home, who don't have the support that we provide for one another because they haven't yet found it. They're far away from God. And we want to have a vision for those people. We'll talk about that next Sunday. We want to expand our ministry. We want to reach deep into the community. And we want to meet the needs of people both physically and spiritually. We want to expand our generosity and our commitment to God. All of those things will have to be in place for us to reach our goal, for us to do this thing that God has set before us. And so today, We begin by thinking about our faith. I want to ask you as we begin today to stay plugged in, to plug in today and continue to stay plugged in. We're going to talk about this for 5 Sundays. It culminates on October 15th. That'll be our Commitment Sunday. We'll talk a lot more about that later. And I know you may not be able to be here every Sunday, but do me this favor. If you don't normally listen online, do so during this 5 weeks of Sundays, okay? If you can't make it one Sunday, by Monday or Tuesday, we'll have the sermon online. You can listen to that and make sure you're kept up with what's going on in the life of our church. You know, this is a season of change. Sometimes we like change, sometimes we don't. Our youngest daughter started 4th grade just a few weeks ago, and she came home and said, "Dad, 4th grade is really different." And I said, "Well, every grade's really different. 2nd grade was different from 3rd grade. And she said, "Yeah, but 4th grade is more different than the other grades were, okay?" Sometimes that's the way we feel, right? Life is just too much change, too many things that are different, too many things that are moving and shifting around us, and we don't always know what to do with change. Sometimes we like change. We just, Leanne decided that we needed to change the color of an accent wall in our living room. I was pretty excited about painting that wall, as you might imagine. And it went from dark red to a sort of a lighter blue-gray. And you know what? I really love it. I mean, it changes the whole feeling of that room. It was a great change. I enjoy being in that room more now that the wall's painted than before. But sometimes we don't like change. We had a great neighbor. Her name was Shirley, and she passed away earlier in this year. She was quiet. She was older. She was friendly. It was just great to talk with her and share with her, and she passed this year. And so the house next door is up for sale, and I'm a little worried, right? Who's going to move in? So if any of you are looking for a house, and are good neighbors, we're concerned about it, right? We don't know what the future holds. Sometimes change can be a little scary, and we as a church are in a season of change. There's some things that are going to change. Through this process, that's probably going to take several months, there are going to be some challenges. There are going to be some financial challenges that we're going to have to meet. There are going to be some space challenges that we'll have to meet. There'll be some parking challenges that we'll have to meet. There'll be some places that are unavailable for a few weeks that we can't access. All of that's going to happen, and so it will be a season of continual change. For some of us, we're a little nervous about that. And when we're done with all this, our campus is not going to look the same as it does today. And some of us are really comfortable with how it looks and how it feels, because if there's any place other than home, this is the most comfortable place in your life, and it's going to be different. And so there's change in store. And that can be exciting, and it can be scary. It requires some sacrifice from all of us, both in terms of things being inconvenient and coming together to give as well. But all of this is about mission. Our mission is to love God and to love others. And if we do anything for any other reason, then we shouldn't be doing it. And so we're not building a building so we'll have a nice building, a nicer building than some other church, a bigger building than some other church, to look more impressive than other churches. This is about mission. And if we don't use this building to love God and to love others and expand on that, then we shouldn't build it at all. Because that's what this is about. And so we want to begin doing just that. So what's the first step to expand our faith? Ultimately, this project is a matter of trust, right? Because we know I can't do it on my own. You know you can't do it on your own. It'll only happen as we do this together and trust in a God who is leading us. And so from the very beginning, both the elders, the building team, the staff, the team that has planned this whole initiative have been praying about this and God leading us, because we've not wanted to go in a direction that God didn't want us to go. We wanted to do exactly what God knew was best for our church and for our community. And I continue to pray that God is doing just that. And so to expand our faith, I want us to think about a couple passages today. Begin with a verse from Psalms. It's a great verse, just one single verse from Psalm 20. Verse 7 says this: Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. You know, it's easy to trust in the power of the world, right? It's easy for us to look around and see power at work. In the ancient world, they could look in chariots and horses because that was the most powerful military weapon. If you had the biggest chariots, the most powerful horses, then you were going to win because that was more powerful than people. And we look around and see power as well. We see tanks and missiles and airplanes, and we know there's power there. We know there's power in large economies. We know there's power in government. We know there's power in position. We see all of that power, and it's easy to trust that that is the real seat of power in our world. But the psalmist says, no. The psalmist says, we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And as we begin this adventure together, it's easy to trust in ourselves. It's easy to trust in what I have and what I can control and my ability, my finances, all of those things. It's easy for us to trust ourselves. Why? Because we know those things. We know the resources that are available to us as a church, as leaders in the church, as people who love God in this church. We know our bank accounts. We know our abilities. We know what we can do. It's easy to trust that. And the truth is, it will not be enough. Because none of that is ever enough. But God is enough. God is always enough. And so as individuals and as a church, we need to trust in the power of the name of the Lord, of the name of the Lord our God, because that's the real power. That's how we move forward. A second passage I want us to read from is over in 2 Thessalonians, Paul's letter to this group of Christians that he had encouraged in his first letter to grow in their faith. And then right at the beginning of the second letter, he writes these words, verse 3 of chapter 1. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so. Why? Because your faith is growing more and more. Paul's encouraged them to grow in their faith, and they've done just that. How does he know it? And the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you're enduring. How does he know their faith is growing? He knows it, number one, because they have love for one another. It's back to this, love God, love others. You can't do one without the other. You can't love God and not love the people around you. It's just not God's plan. And so Paul knew that their faith in God was growing in part because he could see how they were treating one another and the people around them. And he also knew their faith was growing because they were enduring a difficult time, persecution. There were forces at work against them, and because they continued in their faith, it kept growing, and they could endure all that. And Paul congratulates them. He thanks God for them because this is happening in the life of this church. And that's what we want to be. We want to be a church that if someone knew us a few years ago and then looked at us now and maybe looked at us again in another 3 or 4 years would say, their faith is growing. And I can see their faith in God growing in part by the way they treat one another and treat the people in their community. They love the people around them. And you know, they've been through some difficult stuff. It's not always been easy, but they've maintained their faith in Jesus Christ. And it's grown in the midst of all that. That's the kind of church we want to be. This project won't be easy. It's big. It's a little scary. But as we move forward, our faith will grow if we trust God as we walk through it. We need our faith to grow together. Here's the point I want us to think about as we move forward. Healthy faith grows. Okay? Just like a healthy plant, what happens? It grows, right? Nobody has to tell it to grow. It just does. If it's healthy, it's going to grow. And that's true with faith as well. If we have a faith that is really focused in on God alone, not ourselves, not even necessarily what we want, but what God wants, it grows. And we will need together as a church and as individuals a faith that is growing through this initiative, through this project. we want to reach the finish line, we need a faith that grows. And that only happens if our faith is expanding. Now, as we think about this project and think about a building and a remodel and all that, we've done a lot of homework. There have been a lot of meetings. A lot of meetings, okay? That's just part of the process. But in the midst of all that, we've planned. We've tried to be super careful with the way the money is spent. Tried to be as reasonable as possible with all of that. We've tried to plan something that our church can handle, a church our size, with our financial resources, with our volunteer resources. This is something we can do together. But you know what? Even with all that, it's still a matter of faith, a matter of growing faith together. And I want God to be at work in this. I don't want it to be successful because we planned it, because we're smart, because we're strong. I want it to be successful because God fills us with His Spirit and works in us to do something more than we could ask or imagine, as Scripture says. You know, it's going to be us giving as individuals and as a church and making sacrifices. That's not easy. It's a challenge. But you know, I think about that as certainly it's going to take each one of us beginning now to pray about how we can support this financially. Again, we'll talk about more of the numbers later, and that's a great reason to come to the town hall. We can explain that more in detail. But as I look at this, I think about, you know, the reason I want to sacrifice financially for this is for a building, but also so we can continue to do the ministry that this church has done in this place for decades. We don't want to cut back on anything. We want to keep doing what God has called us to do, and that means sacrifice as a church at times as well. You know, I think about the fact that we want to keep giving the way our church has given. We committed at the beginning of this year in our budget that we would give $100,000 away for missions. That's a lot of money. And you know what? I want us to do it again next year. I don't want to pull back from that. I want us to keep doing what we've done in our community and throughout the world because God's at work in us and making sure that we're both a generous group of people but also a generous church. Generous as individuals and generous as a church. Healthy faith grows, and healthy faith allows us to do just that. To take on big projects and to accomplish big things. So what needs to happen for your faith to grow? Well, it's probably different for every one of us. We each think about this in a different way. Maybe it's something you need to pray through, you need to read Scripture through, maybe you need to fast, maybe you need to write down where you are. There's lots of ways for faith to grow. But it's also a matter of taking things on with God being at work in the middle of it. I have to be transparent here. There have been moments in this project when I've been a little afraid of it, when I've been afraid of how big it was, how big a task it was for us as a church. But you know what? I've come to this point, and I know this is something God can do in us. I believe that God can lead us in the right direction to make it happen. Not James Jones, not any of our elders, but God. And if we trust God and allow God to build our faith, great things can happen. So today I'm choosing to trust in God. Not trust in me, but trust in God. Because I believe God is more powerful than all of the powers at work in our world, good or bad. And God can accomplish more in us than we believe we can accomplish ourselves. So let's expand our faith and let God be at work in us. Let's pray together. God, we're excited that you're at work, excited that you're doing things that matter in the life of this church, excited that you're changing lives in our community because of how you work in us. And so, God, we pray that you'll continue to do that over the next few weeks, grow us, expand our faith and our vision and our ministry and our generosity and our commitment. God, we pray that you would be at work in us because we want to be your people in this place. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what Jesus has done. And so today we want to give you an opportunity to respond to what Jesus Christ has offered you, forgiveness and eternal life. He's called you to faith and repentance, which just means change, and we all need that, and baptism. And if you've made the decision that you want to follow Jesus Christ, we want to know about it. Or maybe you've done that before and you want to be a member of this church and serve with us in this exciting time in the life of our church, we'd invite you to let us know about either one of those decisions. Come forward as we stand and sing our invitation. Let's stand together.